This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to talk turkey.
That's not that far from Thanksgiving after.
Don't you even. I saw Halloween candy yesterday in Wegmans.
No!
I ran the other way.
The other way, yeah.
I spotted candy corns.
I don't know why you like to push your life away, Dougie. You're like,
I know.
Enjoy
I don't
the
get
day.
It.
I enjoy the day. I just didn't, and I also enjoy teasing you. That's why I do it, pretty much. That's it. Today will be the most amazing day of your life, at least maybe so far. This day could change everything for the better for all of us. Think about that when you start your day. The good things that you want to do. Great things, maybe. Good becomes great. You know, the comparative degrees. You ever studied that in school? Comparative. I loved teaching that lesson when I was teaching English. The comparative degrees. Good, better, best. And today, yesterday may have been a good day. Today may be a better day. Tomorrow may be the best day. It's amazing what you can do. And if you're into just kind of figuring out minute by minute what your world is all about, it's okay. It can bring you wonderful things as well. Let's make today a happening day. All right? Everybody eager? Jennifer, are you eager to start the hour?
Absolutely.
Eager. All right. Who's vaping whom?
Well, this story has a lot of people scratching their head a bit. When vaping first started, it was almost seen as a safer alternative to cigarette smoking, right? There's a lot of people who think it's better. Yeah. You can control the amount of nicotine that you get. You can do nicotine-free smoking. But the number of breathing illnesses linked to vaping is on the rise. Health officials this week are investigating over 150 cases in 16 different states. The FDA has teamed up with the CDC to look into lung injuries that have been plaguing both teen and adult vapers for the past 2 months. The officials determined that all of the victims have either used electronic cigarettes or vaping devices before they got sick. Back in July, and I think we talked about it, 8 different teens with a history of vaping were hospitalized with seriously damaged lungs at the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Some of the patients needed breathing assistance. Their symptoms included shortness of breath, chest pains, cough, and weight loss. Last week, the Minnesota Department of Health released the fact that they had 4 young people who were being treated for severe lung injury at Children's Minnesota Hospital, and they think that the link is to the vaping. Nobody has died yet in these cases, but officials haven't pinpointed what exactly the single or common thread is between all of these illnesses. But now the CDC and the FDA are trying to figure out what this link is and see if they can't either pull whatever it is off the market or provide more further warnings to parents about the dangers of whatever is going on within these vaping devices. They're thinking it's probably the substance that people are dumping into the vape pens. So kind of an interesting story. And again, just a warning to everybody, if you think you're being safe with the Juul or with your e-cigarette, it's not a safe alternative anymore.
All right, here's the alternative. A cup of broccoli, 12 bananas a day, yogurt,
12 bananas
white rice.
A day?
Well,
do I have time for anything else?
Boil spinach.
Yeah, maybe something with a little less sugar.
Okay.
Bananas, that's a lot.
Yeah, bananas are good for some things, magnesium and that sort of thing, but not broccoli is good. Magnesium is important to have it in your system. Take it from me. Here's something else you can take to the bank. Or actually, The Rock is actually the one who's taking it to the bank. You see the list of the top male earners? The Rock, $89 million in the last 12 months. According to Forbes magazine, he's number one on the list. He gets paid $23.5 million for every movie he makes now. Plus, he takes 15% of the back end when it comes to profit, once they get to a profit.
Oh, good for his ex-wife for brokering such a lucrative deal.
That's why he still loves her.
Number two, by the way, he gets paid, you know, that the Ballers, that thing on HBO?
Is that still on?
That's still on. He gets paid $700,000 for every episode. And they, what happens is, according to my son, who was working with one of the writers for the show, and the guy who's his co-star is a good friend, Rod, forget his name, anyway. So what they do is they bring, because his schedule, he's doing like an average of 4 movies a year. And so he comes in, they have everything mapped out. This is really a logistical, very interesting logistical reality. You know, each season of Ballers has 12 or 13 episodes. So what they do is they block out 3 weeks to do all of the scenes that The Rock is in, no matter which episode it is, what the wardrobe is, what city they're in. They give 3 weeks to him being a part of the show, and they shoot all of his scenes at the beginning of the season in three and a half weeks. And then the rest of them all go about doing the scenes that they're in after he's done with his. That's a fascinating concept. And he's the attraction, actually. You know that. Number 2 on the list is Chris Hemsworth, who made $76 million last year. Number 3 on the list is Robert Downey Jr., who got, he was only in one movie last year, $66 million, because he's got an end 8% of the pool for his role in Iron Man, any of the movies that he's in. Chris Hemsworth had...
What did he have? He was in the Men in Black movie, but that didn't really do much, but I guess he got paid well for it.
But he had Avengers, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's Thor, right?
Thor, yeah. And then next on the list, Chris Evans, $43 million. Paul Rudd, $41 million. Bradley Cooper.
They're all in Avengers, every single one of them.
Yeah, right.
And Paul Rudd also had Ant-Man and the Wasp that did really well, so that was separate from Avengers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is on the list. It's really an interesting list, so if you're interested in that sort of thing, we try to pique your interest in all sorts of things because there are all kinds of things going on in the world, reality being what it is and all. So just to sort of recap the Hemsworth, the Cyrus, apparently she was in for, he says that she was unfaithful to him.
I don't think he said that, actually. Neither of them have said anything against each other, but there are a lot of rumors and all kinds of tabloid reports that she was cheating on him, so she made a lengthy statement yesterday saying that she never cheated on him. Liam knows that, and so that they're just moving forward to, you know,
she was disappointed that that's where this is all ending. What do you think?
You know, it's very odd to me. You hear this type of story all the time. People are together 10, 15 years. They get married, and like a year or two later, they're divorced.
They're gone. Right. Mm-hmm.
Brad and Angelina were together for at least 10 years. They got married, and within a year and a half, they were done. Yeah. I don't know what it is that changes after that, but...
I think it's the commitment. It's like, oh boy, you know, all of a sudden it sinks in. I don't know. It's weird.
My mom's theory, which might be old-fashioned, but my mom's theory is that one of them has been faking it the whole time. And then they get married and they settle in, and then it's like, well, wait a minute, you didn't do that when we were dating. And I could definitely see
like
that.
They show their real selves.
Right. Yeah, like
you
usually
never
it's the
know
woman kind of faking
anybody
it.
Anybody until you live with them. Never know anybody until you live with them. And
that
even then, do you really ever know
very true.
Who it is that you're with?
Well, think about the stories, horror stories, when you hear like some guy was having a secret life the whole time, like a secret family.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Scary.
15 past the hour. In a moment, women and the BRCA situation. I think that I need to have some time with this so that we can all understand what the recommendations are and what this is all about. So we'll discuss that as much as we can after these words here on the DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, Bricka, Bracka, however you talk about these genes that women may have and what happens if they mutate certain cancers, there's a page of recommendations out, ladies, recommended for women who have a family history of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, any kind of, there are several different types of cancers, that you be assessed for these mutations. So have you all had that done? And, or do you know people who have?
I had it done. I did when it was, when I did the 23andMe, the DNA test.
Yes.
That gives you, the results.
You have to unlock it, which is really interesting. If for cancer, for Alzheimer's, if you carry those genes that make you more likely, you actually have to unlock the section to get your results. But, I think a lot of people are doing it, though. I don't know how extensive that is, but...
The 23andMe is the only one that the FDA has approved of. So it's on the level of genetic testing if you get it done at your doctor's office. But if any other, ancestry or anything like that, if they claim that they can do that, they're not approved for it. So 23andMe is the only one right now that does it. But the new recommendations, basically that more women should be getting tested for the BRCA1 and 2 mutations, and that's fine. They're saying even if you have had cancer in the past and are considered to be cancer-free, you should also still get tested, which I agree with because that cancer can come back. If you are of Ashkenazi Jewish descent, certain ancestries like that usually are associated more with the BRCA1 and 2. So that all makes sense. But the problem, though, is I find just amongst my friends, if you get tested and you don't have it, they think they're in the clear. But 85% of women with breast cancer don't have this gene and don't have the mutation. So I think
false
it's kind of a false
sense of security.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, something that should be...
It kind of makes me nervous.
Tests.
Yeah.
It ought to be part... This is kind of one of the messy things in our healthcare. The services that are available, healthcare industry, that's what you want to call it, healthcare reality, is that people are not getting tested for things like this. It could prove to be very helpful down the line. You have stuff. You take preventative measures so you don't have the problem.
Well, that's what Angelina Jolie famously did. Right. She had all of these. Yeah, so she had the preventative surgery.
21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Three and change at the hour now. Music time in this hour of the DJV program. We have Kacey Musgraves celebrating her birthday, and that took place in Vegas at Cher's residency show.
Oh, that'd be fun.
31 years old. She didn't hesitate to share the excitement on social media. It's kind of a cute thing, isn't it, huh? Musgraves tweeted a clip of her singing along to Cher's hit, Believe, with a caption, quote, I have no choice, I have to cover it. And her fans really hope she does. She got to meet Cher backstage, along with their photo together. She equated meeting Cher on her birthday to the starry-eyed emoji.
Which I'm sure Doug uses all the time.
Yes.
All
right. Yeah. It's his favorite emoji.
I do use emoji every once in a while, just for fun, not often.
Do you like the poop one? Is that your favorite?
No, the hard one is actually the one I use.
Aww,
the most.
How cute.
There you go. Musgraves.
And the cow. Is there a cow emoji?
There
probably
is a cow. Yeah.
I
use the cow emoji. Musgraves confused some of her followers. She flexed her vocabulary by posting a picture of Cher on stage calling her a septuagenarian queen, which most people understand that it's 70. The
I love that people were like, what does that mean? Huh? They didn't know if she was slamming her or they didn't get it.
People are just so ignorant. Our education system.
Well, she's got a very young following, so
it's also not funny to me.
They know what septuagenarian means. You have to be young or old to know that.
It's not a term that gets used all that often.
Yeah, you understand. Well, I'm not getting.
But either way, it makes me laugh that people then are immediately like, "What does that mean?" I'm like, "It's to me. You call me your Google queen. It's so easy to look up. I'm like, you want to know what it means? Just look in a dictionary.
Thank you. You are the person we always rely on you, Kara, to set us straight if there's something wrong, and you're so good at it.
Wait a minute, that's not right.
Is that how I sound?
I encourage you to make sure we're on the straight and the narrow, because we don't want any truth decay here on the DJV program. Some of Musgrave's followers asked what it meant as septuagenarian, and then some people posted it means person is between 70 and 79. Yes, yes, yes. Cher 73. Congratulations to her, to both of them. Sure, it was a fun time.
Apparently, Cher is killing it on tour right now. We're going to try to get tickets to see her in December because the show is incredible.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So now we move over to Vince Gill and the salute to Guy Clark, who passed away in 2016. So Vince Gill, back when he died, when Clark died, turned to one of his friends' old melodies, began playing the sort of blues guitar line that Clark added on classic songs like Let 'Em Roll and Randall Light. Gill knew the melody well. Back in the early 80s, he played guitar in Clark's studio recording of Randall Knife, one of his favorite Guy tunes. So, I don't want to listen to that. Is that the word I thought it was?
What?
What are you talking about?
That is a word there. I think you didn't get it. Anyway, we'll keep going. First time Gill ever performed Ain't Nothing Like a Guy Clark Song, which appears on Gill's upcoming album, Okie. He was at a campfire tribute to the late songwriter in Santa Fe. Some of Clark's old friends, like Steve Earle, Emmylou Harris, Rodney Crowell, Lyle Lovett, all gathered at Terry Allen's ranch for an evening of Clark songs and stories about him. Gill says it was beyond terrifying. Everyone saying, "What Guy Clark song are you going to sing?" And I said, "Well, I wrote one for him." Could have reeked of complete arrogance. Took all the courage I had in the world to sing the song I had just written. Vince Gill met Guy Clark when he opened for him at the Troubadour in Los Angeles in 1976. So, the new Vince Gill album, Okie, in stores available for download now, as it turns out. So that's that story. Guy Clark and Vince Gill. Interesting story. Your country fan, especially. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Geico presents Yikes! Another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home later?
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's foreign minister has left the G7 summit in France after making a quick visit. French President Emmanuel Macron invited him, hoping to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran over their nuclear program. the foreign minister's visit was a surprise, the president said no comment when asked if he might meet with Javad Zarif. A member of Zarif's staff said on Twitter that no meetings with the U.S. were scheduled.
Iran is no longer the same country it was as it was 2.5 years ago. But we'll do our own outreach. But, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
The president is sending mixed messages about the U.S. trade war with China. Many summit leaders are pushing him to ease frictions with Beijing over the tariffs. He first expressed second thoughts about escalating the trade war, then chose to increase pressure on China. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Four after the hour now. The rule is once you start listening, you got to keep listening. And if, in fact, you can't stick around as long as you would like to because you're intrigued by the ideas that we all have here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, great idea person, Victoria Keelan, superb mind, Kara Schillen, agile when it comes to using her head. We have a lot of incidents, a lot of things that we talk about that maybe you haven't heard, so you ought to go use our DJV podcast at djvshow.com. For example, the most recent one has a focus on Jeffrey Epstein in a rather unique way. We have the thermostat recommendations that people have been talking about all week long that are the most ridiculous, stupid, the government at its best or or worst. The Area 51 raid update on that. And the huge lawsuit Robert De Niro has filed against a former employee, plus the struggle for and Battle Chef Mario Batali. So that's all a part of the focus. And the next one we do, we're going to have a focus on crabs. I think that, right? Is that what we're going to do next time, Victoria?
Sure.
Crabs. Yep. Let's go to Crab City. What are we finding? And this is not, you're not talking about me, Captain Curmudgeon here, right? Crabby old Captain Curmudgeon? No.
Actual crabs. Actual crabs is what we're talking about. Not the venereal disease.
Well, Kara's going
from
fishing.
The 80s.
When you go, do you fish for crabs? No, I guess you
go crabbing.
You crabs and stuff, right?
Right. And nets and things like that, yes.
All right.
So if you are going to, if you're going out this weekend and, you know, it's going to be a wonderful weather, we're winding down to the end of the summer, if you're going to order crab cakes, you may want to think twice. Because if a restaurant menu advertises that it is blue crab, which is very expensive, very tasty, turns out they might be lying. 183 tons of crab meat, that is a lot of crab meat, that has been imported from other companies and then repackaged as U.S.-raised blue crab.
Are you talking about companies in other countries that do it?
Uh-huh. Yep. This is a huge scandal now. And again, it's 183 tons of crab meat that's involved in this, and so essentially it's cheaper crab meat that's been imported from other countries. It was repackaged as U.S. raised blue crab, and like I said, blue crab is really expensive. So the vice president of a Virginia seafood company pleaded guilty to taking part in this scam, and his name is Michael P. Casey of Casey Seafood. He admitted to conspiring with others within the company to falsely label crab meat and resell it to grocery stores and restaurants as blue crab. This is a 5-year long bait and switch, the operation that they've had. $4.3 million is what they made off of this scam. And so now it really just depends. At this point, if a restaurant is advertising blue crab, the best thing you can do is maybe inquire about it with your waiter and see if they know about this or see if they get their food from KC Seafood, because this is a huge scam that's affecting a lot of seafood restaurants, and as well as if you go to seafood markets.
Do you like crab? Do you eat crab sandwiches?
I love crab cakes.
Cakes, yeah. I had one the other day at a restaurant. I was meeting a friend, and I had a crab cake for crab cakes and a caprese salad. That's what I had. Mm-hmm. And I like the ones that are, I don't want any squirt stuff on top of them, sauces.
Any squirt stuff?
You know, that stuff that you mayonnaise-y kind of sauces.
Oh, yeah. Well, crab cakes often have, you know, some sort of a
but
side.
You've
got to
make
sauce.
It crisp. Make it crisp, not all flaky and light and
is this better not be a problem in Maryland, because if in Maryland we don't even have blue crab, like actual blue crab meat on in the ocean, then I will be horribly offended, because the blue crab is like one of the symbols of Maryland.
It is, yep. So this company in Virginia, they're the ones who were doing all of the scamming. So if Maryland restaurants are kind of cheaping out and buying their seafood from this Virginia-based company, then, these could definitely...
Genuine Maryland
crab. Not at all. And then you also have to think about what are the practices and the quality of this imported crab. So, you know, because when you look at any of the videos of all the farm-raised shrimp that comes from Thailand and places... and it's just really horrific conditions. It's beyond
Jennifer,
gross.
You usually have something to say about crabs. You have nothing to say about this? I'm surprised you
I try to avoid in. Crabs in all places.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm not a crab person. I won't even make a crab cake. And right, other
let's
things.
Go. Let's have a little fun with politics. Just a little. Eensy teensy weensy bit. There are a lot of people. I was talking about Senator Malarkey, Ed Markey from Massachusetts, and his focus in town hall meetings all around the state on the Green New Deal. And so there are a lot of people who identify the Democrats with this debate. And apparently there were a group of people at the Democratic National Committee who were asked to come up with a plan. Some of the candidates want to have a single-issue debate, and the focus wants to be on the climate situation. And the committee voted 17-8 against it. And some people wonder whether the Democrats are missing out on a big opportunity to take one of the issues, like Trump's issue was immigration, this is their issue. Why aren't they focusing on it? And I don't know that I have an answer to the question. I just speculate that it isn't that if they've done the research, it may not be quite the hot button issue that people want to have you think it is, because it is. It's an issue for sure. It's a big issue. But does it equate to some of the other issues that are around today? I still think it'll all boil down to the economy and what kind of shape the economy is, and the rest of it is going to be just ancillary stuff. Anybody disagree with that?
I think on the left, I think that obviously the economy is a universal concern. But depending on where the economy is, we're still a year and a couple months out from the next election. A lot can happen. So a lot of Wall Street people are predicting a recession coming. It's cyclical. We're due for one. Other people, like, you know, on Trump's side, say that it's not happening. So we just have to wait and see. But on the left, climate change is... Sorry,
go ahead. I thought you were done. I just don't like people rooting for a recession because
I'm not.
I know. It's like, don't root against the country, no matter what party.
The Wall Street bunch. The Wall Street, they always, the people who are not affected, unless it's something like the 2009 recession, which basically was caused by Wall Street. So it took its toll there. But otherwise, a lot of these recessions are good news for bankers and for Wall Street investors.
And, you know, and back in 2009, when the entire housing market just collapsed with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stuff, that's not going to happen again. So if the housing market, it's we've talked about this recently, it's very soft in some areas. So in some areas it's booming, in others it's not. New construction is down. So that kind of stuff, I don't think we're going to have the earth-shaking 2009 repeat.
No,
Slow down.
Here's the latest news from Mount Everest. How many people are following this? Everybody's interested in what goes on Mount Everest, right?
Yeah, because I've been in there myself.
Yeah, but it's been in the news a lot lately. The deaths and the frozen bodies and the garbage.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
11 tons of trash
were
collected on Mount Everest in the last month. So what they're going to do, apparently, now is ban single-use plastics. Which makes sense.
Done that a long time ago.
I was going to say, maybe it just there's a lesson here for everybody. But this is the tallest mountain in the world. Most people know that. They want to reduce the amount of rubbish that's left by people who are climbing. It seems to be now, this is a, what's the right, it's the opposite of gauche, whatever word is that I'm thinking about. It's considered to be a lofty, pardon the pun, considered to be an explorer, you're considered to be someone that's an elitist, if you can make it, or not elitist in a negative way, elite group of people who climb and make it to the top. So tourists try this all the time, and there isn't a day goes by that somebody doesn't fall down, fall off a cliff, you know, die and get frozen
to death, whatever.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, the thing that really bugs me is everybody who wants to climb Everest, It's a natural wonder of our planet. It's an amazing thing.
It's a fabulous thing. Yeah.
You know, I have no interest in doing it. But you would think that that those people who want to climb that have the ultimate respect for our planet and for Mother Nature and conquering, you know, that height.
Instead,
and
baby,
to leave all your stupid plastic garbage behind and not even pick it up.
Yeah,
it is.
But
I don't know. I guess I thought maybe people would have a little more reverence if they're climbing Mount Everest.
You'd think,
you know,
but they're not taught how to respect. That's another thing that ought to be taught in school, respect for nature. It isn't taught because not that many people have direct contact
that's
with
true.
Nature.
That's not even something, I mean, taught in schools, but that's something your parents should be
parents
teaching
should be
you.
Teaching.
Because most people I've seen
respect
who throw
other
stuff out of their
property.
Car onto the road, those are things that they learn from their parents because they see them doing it and then they do it their whole life. But Victoria, I always think the same thing whenever I go hiking and I see Gatorade bottles and water bottles lying around. And I'm like, if you
no
are a
respect.
Person who's going out of your way to go hiking in a beautiful area, why on earth are you, first of all, bringing a plastic water bottle, because a reusable one is much more practical in that situation, and then just leaving it. I've never understood it.
So many to be thinking about. Food for thought on the DJV program at 45 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I want to spend a minute on the NRA. I'm fascinated. It's a fabulous article. I'm not a big fan of the New York Times, but I find every once in a while there's some stuff in there that's pretty useful. There's a very interesting and long expose that you have to read and read it again because it's there's a lot to digest there. But basically, taking apart Wayne LaPierre and his devotion since 1990 to the NRA and how he's kept power, because there have been strong moves, and they continue even this week, to get rid of him. But somehow he's got pictures of somebody with a chicken, I guess, as much as anything else. There's the guy, Ollie North, started it by asking for a review of the finances of the NRA because he smelled a rat. And it turns out that LaPierre is connected to their legal firm, and he's getting a piece of the action from the legal firm. There's all kinds of things. You read the story, and you can see what a crook LaPierre really is, and how he got to Trump this week with a 30-minute phone call. The fact that Trump would even, I mean, this shows you the influence the guy has. He can call up Trump and talk to him for 30 minutes. The president of the United States gets a call from a lobbyist, and he spends 30 minutes with him. But it's really rotten. No, it's
powerful
really
group.
It's very powerful. Way too powerful, and part of the problem that we're having in this country at the moment. 10 before the hour.
Hi.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Nick Miles. I look forward to these conversations every week, and I know Nick sends me a note every night before we go on every Thursday night. It's, oh, I look forward to being on with you, Doug. You're such a wonderful human being. I wish I could be just like you when I grow.
You're outing me, Doug. You're outing me.
Oh, no, not at all. All right, speaking of getting outed, the James Bond Aston Martin got auctioned off this week for $6.5 million. Well, you expect, you watch these auctions, I'm sure, all these specialty auctions is part of the thing, the tire machines and the smoke screen and all that other stuff. But this is a 1965 Aston Martin DB5, $6.4 million. At the auction. Didn't you go to that auction in Monterey?
I did. Yeah, so there's a bunch of those auctions, the J&M auction, the Mecum auctions. They all go on down there in Pebble Car Week in Monterey. And this year, that was one of the highlights of the auction. And who doesn't love that DB5? What a great James Bond car that had the bulletproof screen that came up at the back and in movie, of course, not the real car, and the machine guns of the lights and the smoke screens and oil. That was awesome. And it's nice to see a car like that sell for huge amounts. But overall, the auction cars aren't doing as well as they were. There's a lot of cars that went up and didn't meet their minimum.
Why do you think that is, Nick? What's the reason for that?
You know what? I think we may be at saturation point now with a lot of people buying these cars. I know that people are buying a lot of these classic cars and doing work on them and finding out they're just a money pit like any other project around the house.
Yeah.
You know, to repair and make these cars. The older they get, Doug, the harder it is to find parts for them.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have them specially made. And we had somebody that bought a car the other day and had to have someone take apart one of the originals and help them find the parts by just remaking them.
Well, you'll appreciate this story. I have four Ford pickup trucks on my farm. And I have a 1999 350. I got a 2000 550. And so it's four-wheel drive, and the front, I don't want to go into the weeds too much here, but the gear that is on the right-hand side went south. So I went to the Ford, I was going to either rebuild it myself or then think, it's only a couple hundred bucks, probably I'll go buy one. So I went to the Ford dealer. They don't have them anymore. They're considered out of stock because they're too old. The damn thing's not 20 years old yet, and they won't stock the parts. So I thought to myself, aha, another reason not to buy a Ford pickup truck, even though I just bought another one a few months ago.
But I mean, you see, we're suckers, and the trouble is you're down to, legally they only have to keep those parts, I think, for like 15 years or so.
Really?
So now there's all these companies popping up everywhere. They're recreating all of these parts.
I rebuilt it. We have enough, I got enough stuff in the shop so that we actually just welded it onto it and ground it down, and it was fine. But it just just tells a story about where these companies are going. You know, while we're talking about expensive cars, the Bugatti that is selling for $8.8 million.
It's ridiculous.
Who's going to buy that? Yeah, it is.
Well, they sold all 10. They only make 10 of them. Yeah, they're only making 10 of them. It's the most powerful Bugatti they've ever had. In the translation from Italian into English, it's called the 110 to celebrate Bugatti's 110 years. But ultimately, this is a car that the rich and famous are going to buy and garage and hopefully sell for more later on. So €8 million, $8.8 million, and all 10 of them are sold. And I'm just wondering if someone could buy me a hamburger for lunch, because clearly there's money out there and people are throwing it around like crazy. I mean, the car is beautiful, don't get me wrong, and then they did a great job of paying homage to one of the older cars that the Bugatti have, but $8.8 million, I mean, I could buy everyone I know a house for that.
Thank you. Colorado has become the latest state to require automakers to sell more electric vehicles. We talked about this a little bit last week in terms of electric vehicles and whether people are wanting them. Is it too early, or is this one of these government mandated things, you're going to like it or lump it?
Yeah, it's difficult because the United States, with the current political climate, is getting away from the nice place for electric cars to sell. But in China and Europe, they're just pushing them real hard. So car companies have to now split a choice, you know. So the electric cars are coming whether you like it. Let's get some fun, guys. Look, listen, 0 to 60 miles an hour in an electric vehicle that has one gear is super fast. You can do it in 2 seconds. Anyone that's gone into Excite mode or anything with a Tesla knows they're a lot of fun. Do I want to own one? No. Give me a V12 or a V8 that roars anytime. I'm much happier that way. But
I'm happy. I like you. That's how we get along. I want a lot of noise to come from my engine. Thanks very much. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.